So in our previous year, we learned about the conversation and debate that took place between Rabbi Kiva and Turnus Rufus, in which Rabbi Kiva uses a sambatyon as proof that Shabbos actually has an effect in this physical world. The next Maromokim which we're going to talk about is a Targum Yoinasin ben Uziel in Parshas Kisi. So just take a minute to know who Rabbi Yoinasin ben Uziel was. The Gemara in Sukkah says that the great Tzaddik Hillel had 80 prized Talmidim. The lowest level Talmud being Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So you can understand what type of yeshiva he ran. If the lowest Talmud was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and the Gemara asks, who was the greatest Talmud? And the Gemara answers, the greatest Talmud is Rabbi Yonasan ben Uziel. The Gemara says that he was so holy and so special, so unique, that his Kedusha was so strong that if a bird would fly over his head, it would be burned up from the fire of Kedusha and Torah that surrounded the aura of Rabbi Yonasan ben Uziel. So I'll give you an idea who he was. And one of the things that we have today from Rabbi Yonasan ben Uziel is his Pirush on the Chumash, which he wrote in the Targum. And it's called Targum Yonasan ben Uziel. So in Parshas Kisisa is a traumatic parsha. In the Dvar Malchus, the Rebbe says how it has like the whole Torah in it. Basically, on one hand, we have Moshe Rabbeinu going up to get the Torah. We have the destruction of the Luchos, Habris, Moshe Rabbeinu throwing down the Luchos. We have going up to get the second Luchos, Hashem forgiving Klal Yisrael. The whole story of the Egel and Shiras HaLuchos, a very, very traumatic story in the history of Klal Yisrael. It's so... such a deep story that the Eibishter says that forever and ever, whenever he punishes Yidin, he has a little bit of the account of the Egel with him. But anyways, in the story of the Egel, so Moshe Rabbeinu begs forgiveness from the Eibishter. And Moshe Rabbeinu asks that the Eibishter should forgive him. And then the Eibishter responds. And the Eibishter says that, you know what? I'm going to make a special treaty with Yidin. That the whole world, that things that nobody has ever saw, wasn't created. B'chol ha'aretz, b'chol ha'goyim, things that are happening to Klal Yisrael that no one has ever heard of or seen of. And v'rachol ha'am, the whole nation is going to see that the Eibishter is Maaseh Hashem ki noirahu, the tremendous awesomeness of the Eibishter, asher ani oise imach, everything that I'm going to do with you. So if you look in the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, he's trying to figure out exactly what is the Eibishter talking about? What's he telling Moshe Rabbeinu? That what special thing? Is it just Klal Yisrael or is it just for Moshe? Now before we get to what he actually writes, if you remember I told you that at a certain point in the Gaonim's time, a character called Eldad Hadoni showed up and was telling stories about his travels and who he met and the different shvatim. And he introduced the Yidin to the Bnei Moshe, that there's a whole group of Yidin behind the Sambatyon called the Bnei Moshe. And a lot of people questioned that. Well, whoever heard of such a thing? A whole new tribe? Bnei Moshe by the Sambatyon? And people thought that this had to be made up because no one ever heard of it. But But then they found this Targum Yoinis in Ben Uziel. There was no search Googles or these searches with that they have today for all the Svarim. They didn't have that then. But look what the Targum Yoinisin says. He writes in Aramaic, the Eibishter tells him, Beram minoch yifkun, from you Moshe Rabbeinu is going to come out, uchlusun de tzadikin, a whole tribe, a whole group of holy people, from Moshe Rabbeinu is going to come out, this whole tribe of tzadikim, and they're going to be separated from Yidin, bizman dihochun b'shivyosa, which means at the time when they're going into captivity, when they're going to be on the Nares Bovel, on the banks, and their Abishur is going to take them away into the Nahar Sambatin, behind the Sambatin River, and this thing, everyone is going to know that the Eibishter is with Moshe Rabbeinu. From this story that Hashem saves his entire descendants and picks them up and brings them to the Sambatin River, that will let the world know that the descendants of Moshe Rabbeinu are unique, special, and the Eibishter has a special place for the B'nai Moshe. And all of a sudden they heard the story of Eldad Adoni, and now they had this Targum Yoinis in Ben Uziel, which was written, by the time of Bayesheni, before, and things started to clap. All of a sudden they saw about the Sambatin and about the B'nai Moshe. All of a sudden there was a certain authentic ring to the story of Eldad Hadoni. So here we see another place, Targum Yoinis in Ben Uziel, where he describes the Sambatin and the B'nai Moshe going to the Sambatin. Now, I want to introduce you today to another very fascinating character in Jewish history. I can give a whole shiur just on his life story. But his name is Menashe ben Yisroel. I don't know how many people does the name Menashe ben Yisroel mean anything to. So Menashe ben Yisroel lived at the time by the Inquisition. His parents were kicked out of Portugal. Yidden were expelled from Spain and Portugal, etc. And he became a printer, very famous person. And he started being the one to start leading what they called these anusim. Basically, you had a lot of these people that were expelled, or they were Muranos and they left, and they needed leadership. And he started getting involved with these Muranos or ex-Muranos and trying to help them out. And around that time, does anyone know what happens around 1492, 1500? Something happens in the world that changes the course of history. And that is the discovery of America. Very good. The America gets discovered by Christopher Columbus. And mitamol, there's new people. There are American Indians. There's a whole tribes of people that the world didn't know existed. All of a sudden, it's like, you live in a world that's a certain bubble, and you find out that there's continents of people, hundreds of thousands of people on a side of the world that no one knew existed, right? And somebody, he meets a Murano that was on one of these trips that had gone to the West Indies, or I guess America, and he came back and convinced Menashe ben Yisroel that these people were from the Aseres Hashvatim. That there were certain minhagim of certain of the tribes of the Indians that seemed to have Jewish backing, Jewish heritage. And Menashe ben Yisroel is convinced that that's it. Aseres HaShvatim have been found and Mashiach has to come. And he goes on a big campaign to find out about the Aseres HaShvatim and Sambatian. And he actually goes on a campaign. The Jews were kicked out of England, I think, in the year 1290. And he felt that if Yidden were returned to England, that would be another way to help bring Mashiach. So he starts a whole campaign trying to convince the kings and the powers in England that Mashiach is coming and the 10 lost tribes have been found and it's time to bring the Jews back to England. he gets on this major campaign, and he writes letters, and he gives drushes, and he was a big, big activist. And while people were very skeptical of this whole Sambatyan thing, he writes a story. He says, this story he heard from his father. He says, my father had no reason to lie to me, because fathers don't lie to their children, especially about such a serious topic. His father told him that when he was growing up, I think in Portugal, there was a goy. And this goy had a box. And in this box, there was sand from the Sambatyan River. And 6 days a week, it would go up, the sand would jump up and down. And on Shabbos, it would rest. And he would show this box to all the Yidden and the Goyim in his city to show them that the Eibishter gave Shabbos to Bnei Yisroel. And he would tell the Goyim, he was a Goy, that those that don't understand that Shabbos is holy, especially for the Yidden, they're making a big mistake. And what would he do? He would show them this box of sand that he got from, I don't know how he got it, but literally 6 days a week, the sand would be jumping up and down, and on Shabbos you would see as Shkia came in, the sand would rest. So this is one of Menashe ben Yisro, when people were skeptical about the whole Aseres HaShvatim and the whole Sambatyan, this is one of the things that he gave over about the sand that he found at the that his father saw by the Goy in Portugal.